Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And today I'm really pleased to welcome Chantel and Amber from the Virgin Islands Children's Museum in St. Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Now, Chantel, you are the executive director. Amber is the director of programs and the curator at the museum. Chantel, let me start with you first.
Yes.
Where are you from originally, and what brought you to the Children's Museum?
Born and raised in St. Thomas, and Amber actually brought me to the Children's Museum. I'm a new addition. I started in August of last year, so while we were actually closed, it's been super interesting. When she called me and asked me to consider this position, she began by talking about the programs, and I was sold, you know. I was like, I definitely have to be a part of this. And what is cool to me is that the concept of a children's museum is new in the Virgin Islands. We don't do these kinds of things. Unless you go to the States, you will probably not experience something like this. We do have a few museums, you know, there's sports and historic things that you can go around and see, but this is new, even to me. I had never even been to a children's museum. So it's been awesome. Just, I'm still learning so much.
Well, that's always good, because you know what? If you're still learning, then you're still a child in a sense, right?
Always, always. I'll always be childlike, hopefully. Not childish, but childlike.
Right. That keeps you young forever, right?
Hopefully.
Now, Amber, you're the director of programs and curator. Again, where are you from, and what brought you to the Children's Museum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where I'm from is a long story, because I'm a military brat. Amber was training here on both sides of the family, but born in California, really raised west coast of the United States. I consider Portland, Oregon, my hometown. But I moved to St. Thomas to pursue a marine science degree at the University of the Virgin Islands, which I did. I didn't leave after that. That was in 2003 that I moved here, and I fell in love with the Caribbean. And even as I pursued my master's and my doctorate, I stayed here. I do my research here. And it was actually two very good friends of mine that started the museum, Sarah Erickson and Sarah Hughes. That Sarah Hughes's brainchild. They worked really hard for a couple of years to get it off the ground, and I volunteered with them from the onset. So after working as a volunteer for a number of years, even with baby in arms, I had a young child like in the, you know, little papoose kind of carrier, working the front desk at the museum, anything I could to help out. They asked me to come on on a paid position, and thought, gosh, it's still hitting my loves, which is science and education. And I totally agree with the missions and the goals, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you've just mentioned the missions and the goals. So please tell me, what are the missions and the goals?
Yeah. Maybe I'll tell you our mission statement, and then maybe Chantel can tell you what she's envisioning, because as the new executive director, we're growing and changing, which is absolutely amazing. It's our mission to bring children and family together in an interactive educational space where, you know, dynamic play really inspires a love of learning. So we definitely aspire to lifetime learners. There's more and more research coming out all the time indicating how important play is at every age. From birth to the day you die, you really should be playing. It's very good for our physical and mental well-being. So really, family engagement is the key focus.
Absolutely.
Well, and tell
and
me.
So just to.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to ask is what is the importance of this museum to the islands? What is the impact within the islands of having a children's museum?
I'm going to add, and I'm sure Amber has some awesome insight on that too. But again, because I didn't grow up with this, I can see the benefits of it to young children here now. A lot of the times, especially in Caribbean islands, we tend to be very strict sometimes, you know, sit down, be quiet, do this, do that. And we kind of forget how important play is. A lot of learning happens with play, a lot of social development. There's a lot of skills that you can develop in the playground. We know this. I mean, a lot of us grew up in that atmosphere. And since having to close after COVID, obviously things have changed. So you did ask about the goals earlier. And just to be honest, I would like for the Children's Museum to be a bigger community resource. However, one of our goals is really just to stay open at this moment. It has been hard. We were closed for 6 months and we survive on donations and corporate sponsorships. We do charge, you know, an entry fee like most museums. However, just continuing to be a part of this community is so important for me. We throughout the museum, you'll see stream-based methods of learning. So there's geology throughout it. There's music you can play with. There's, Amber will get into the science of it all. However, these things are so important because we have parks that are closed right now. Parents were like, guys, can you open? Like, can you please be there for us? I'm so excited. We did have to take a few items off of the floor in terms of safety and all of that, but you do not have this opportunity in the Virgin Islands. It's really a unique place. And in terms of the stream-based methods of learning, something that has been huge and that I love is the art part of it, you know, that A in stream. And Amber takes up that whole science. She's my scientist. Anything I need to know, Amber or her husband, they are really awesome. So again, I'm learning and I hope to keep that culture going, just being able to be open to learning, because I think at a certain point, we cut it off. Oh, I'm 18 now, I'm done learning. Oh, I've done this, I've had a child, I'm done learning. We learn for our lives, you know, and I think being a student of life is super important. And so continuing to play is really important. And we don't do it a lot here, you know. You may play sports, but being able to play and create is really a part of the museum that I love.
Yeah, and I'll just jump in, and I want to, in case anybody needs a definition of what she's referring to for STREAM, science, technology, reading, engineering, art, and math. STREAM-based education is what we're all about. And yes, like she said, we're doing what we can within the museum, and we've got a number of programs that help us reach outside of the museum walls, so we can help support children and families that might never have the opportunity to actually come into the museum. They still, hopefully, that's our aim and our goal is to be that community resource to support children and families.
Well, let me ask you, aside from the COVID situation that you've had, of course, the world has had, you've had some struggles in the last 3 years that you've been open as well, because as we all know, the Caribbean is, you know, a hotbed yearly for hurricanes. You've had some issues as well with that.
Yeah, that's right. So we're a very young organization. We opened our doors in spring of 2016. Our first location was an amazing historic building in downtown Charlotte-Mali. Unfortunately, in 2017, our two Category 5 hurricanes hit the territory, Hurricane Irma, and then 2 weeks later, Hurricane Maria. Devastated a lot of individuals and entities. We lost our roof and most of our exhibits and had to vacate that first space. We were able to find an interim location. While we were building out that interim location, we were doing museum on wheels. We were trying to bring our Cart of Wonders into classrooms, to community events, and just continue to be, again, that community resource. After about a year in that interim location, we were able to move into where we are now located in Buccaneer Mall on St. Thomas in the Haven Site area. And hopefully this is a long-term spot. It's really large. We've got great parking. We're right across the street from a cruise ship dock. So we're very visible, very accessible, and hopefully, barring any other major natural disasters, including pandemics, we'll survive and continue to.
Yeah, I'd be saying knock on wood a few times around for that. Yeah. So where do you see the future taking you then? I mean, you know, bar that no more natural disasters tend to, you know, create any havoc in your life. And I assume that you are now gradually, your exhibits and that sort of thing, you're starting to repurpose everything and get everything back and build it up again. What is the next steps for you?
What's interesting with that question, given the pandemic, because of just who I am personally, I try to not, like, we have a year plan, a wish list of activities and events we've talked about. However, I try to not even look past 6 months. I can never see now, like, what's going to happen. But there's a few things that we have in play. We're actually still working on those discovery kits that Amber mentioned. So we're going to continue that as long as we have funding for it. We are actually working on creating a mentorship program. We are looking forward to hosting more STEM activities, robotics workshops, virtual reality things, so that people, or especially young children, can get more into that realm and see the possibilities of even learning these things, because we're not big on that down here. We use a lot of, you know, internet and we watch TV, but there's not it's not really a breeding ground yet for children who may want to get into those, you know, those amazing industries. We hope to have more art, definitely. encourage more art amongst young children. We actually have Youth Art Month this month, and we're hosting the student exhibit on the 20th. So I'm excited for that. I can't wait to see what the children create. Amber's daughter may have an art piece for us. But yeah, getting into hackathons, reaching out more into the community and inviting a lot of people into the museum as best we can with, you know, staying safe. Even though it's 5 years old, like Amber's saying, it's still a young museum. It's still a young concept. A lot of people are like, what's a children's museum? Where is it? I don't even know that it's there. So, you know, there's a lot of outreach we have to do and a lot of talking to the different organizations. For instance, this year we've heard from Department of Health, we've heard from Department of Education, and having agencies like this reach out to us is super important, because it means that the private and the public sector can start working towards a better early childhood system for the Virgin Islands. So I'm very encouraged by that, for sure.
So I wonder, Chantel, with what you guys are teaching in regards to technology and the math and arts and sciences, is this something, do you think, for the future of the Caribbean children, will this give them a chance to stay at home and have a career, as opposed to, like many islands, having to go off to the mainland or to the U.S.? Will this possibly give them an opportunity to stay home and continue on the future of their homeland?
That is a very interesting question. And we deal with serious brain drain here because there are lack of opportunities. We actually have more Virgin Islanders who are born here that now live away than that actually live here, which is a strange thing. But I guess we're not the only one like that. But to answer the question, I think that you could start the education here. However, if there are not programs or jobs here for them to stay here, we may still see them leaving. However, since we are now in a virtual world, maybe if you can work remotely, or if you if you have learned something, you could probably do it anywhere depending on the type of job. Sometimes you may need to leave. However, with this virtual world now that we're in, potentially we could keep people. However, a huge reason that a lot of people leave has to do also with the cost of living. It is not cheap to live or run a museum here. So when people see that, oh my gosh, the schools are better, the jobs may be better, we, you know, it doesn't cost $8 for milk. You know, there's so many factors that play into why I think people leave. But definitely starting them with being interested in these types of, you know, technological roles, it's really what I think is more important there is a lot of the times we didn't get asked, what do you want to do? What are you interested in? What are you good at? You know, it's like, you can do this, you can do that, you can do that, or you can leave. So I think the world has been opening up. And by getting children interested from an early age in some of these categories, I think there may be, I think we could possibly keep more people here and hopefully bring more Virgin Islanders back, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing quite a few interviews out of the Caribbean, and that seems to be the common theme through most of them, is that it would be lovely to bring back the cultures and the traditions and the family units the way that they used to be. And the only way to do that is through education and, you know, changing up of, you know, not just strictly a tourist or gas and oil, but, you know, to sort of broaden the horizons, as it were.
Yeah. And I'm just going to restate or emphasize what Chantel was saying there. You know, our various things that we are doing is really trying to inspire hope, as Chantel says a lot, inspire creativity, inspire folks, young children that see their own peers. That's why the mentorship program would be so impactful. We often will do demonstration events or community outreach events where we invite university students to come and give talks. We have a cultural ambassadors program where we interview a lot of different entities. So basically just give students a picture of, okay, they did it. I could go in that direction too. Give them an idea of something they may never have even considered possible for them. If they see other Virgin Islanders that have paved the way, as we were talking about earlier, hopefully that will inspire and encourage them to keep striving.
Well, and there's nothing more amazing than a female scientist.
She is amazing. But to that, you mentioned culture earlier, Rhea, and we could talk all day about historic culture. One bit of culture I would like to see is what Amber mentioned, a culture of inspiration, a culture of connecting again. All the Virgin Islanders who've lived away, we need to, because culture is just what a majority of people do in a place. It's not a particular, you know, we can decide what our culture is. So a culture of being able to ask for help, a culture of figuring out your interests, a culture of not always going with the norm, you know, or going rolling with the punches, figuring out what it is you're special at and what you want to do in life, because there is only one you, you know, and if we force you to be in a position that you don't want to be in, we may be missing out. The world may be missing out on that gift that you were put here, you know, to share with us. So I, in terms of culture, working together, which I told you I was very encouraged with when the government agencies started contacting us, that is a culture I want to see more of, more collaboration, a culture of just, you know, us talking together and us trying to figure out without everyone, you know, running and putting out fires. Let's stop a second and see what we can do together, because that'll be we'll get the best, you know, impact, make the most impact and get the best outcome that way, I believe.
Well, you know what? Absolutely amazing. The one thing I want to ask you before I let you go is, how can people help continue the Virgin Islands Children's Museum in St. Thomas, carry on doing the amazing things that they're doing for the Islanders, and create an entirely new generation of, you know, next leaders. How can people help with that?
Chantel, I'd like to speak first, just because I think you should.
Absolutely.
So I just want to mention a couple of things. Chantel mentioned that we do charge an admission rate. However, what we charge is negligible. It's a very small percentage of what it costs us to operate. Say, right now we're doing private pod booking. It costs us over $150 to run an hour and a half long session. It only costs someone $8 or less, depending if you're a Museum Sprawl SNAP recipient, to come in. So what people are paying to come and experience is just a very small fraction of what it actually costs for us to provide that service. So it's absolutely vital that we continue to get private donor funds, grant funds, and so forth. So often people want to give, but they want to do it for a very specific exhibit or a very specific program. But if we can't keep the doors open, we can't showcase their beautiful exhibit and run that wonderful program. So now I'll just go ahead and turn it over to Chantel, and maybe she can help us with how you can help.
Let's see, unmute. Oh, I think you're hearing now the children playing in the background.
Yeah, the kids are playing.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, man. So in addition to visiting the museum, because I think that experiences can sometimes be the best way to advocate. You're like, oh my gosh, I've been there and it's awesome. Definitely visiting. And how we are visiting now, or we're booking visits to the museum. It's not an open door anymore. We've changed operations to stay a little safer during COVID. So right now you can go on our website, vichildrensmuseum.org. And hit the book online button, and you'll find, you know, available time slots and days, etc. So in addition to visiting, you can definitely donate. Right on the homepage of our website is a big donate button. It's so funny. I think sometimes people miss it. so that is helpful. And that will take you to PayPal to donate to the museum. You can always contact us. And, you know, if your company wants to write a check, like Amber was saying, sponsor an exhibit, definitely call us and we can talk about the options. Coming up next week, Global Giving, which is an online platform, an international platform that allows nonprofits around the world to raise money, they're hosting a Little by Little campaign. So encouraging people through social media to share and donate just a little, you know, not billions of dollars, but just little by little, we can all make a huge impact. So I will be sharing flyers and the link where you can donate to the Children's Museum projects. And what Global Giving will do is match 50% of donations up to $50. So you can definitely give more than $50. They will just match, you know, that 50% up to $50. And lastly, I would just say, be an advocate, peruse our site, give us a call, see what we're working on, and talk about us. Because sometimes you may run into that millionaire who's like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. How can I help? You know? But definitely advocates are a huge, huge part. So if you're a parent, if you like what we do, if you've just been here and experienced this, talk about us, you know, share our information. Did I miss anything, Amber? I know there's so much you could do continue to support.
You know what we'll do is we'll make sure, if you can provide me with all of the links, I'll make sure to add those underneath this interview when it airs, so that everybody out there will be able to access you very easily. I know that in the past, all you have to do is provide that. If you make people look for it, they won't. But if you provide it for them, hopefully they will click on it. And as you said, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot, because if everybody gives a fiver, you know what? That adds up real darn quick.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, ladies, thank you ever so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. And, I know that Chantel is currently working at the moment, so I will let you get back to your duties. Thank you both. Thank you once again. This has been Chantel, the Executive Director, and Amber, Director of Programs and Curator at the Virgin Islands Children Museum in St. Thomas. please do check out their website. And if you can, or if you would like to, donate even $5, as I said, $5, 5 euros, 5 pounds, 5 yen. It doesn't matter. Every little bit helps. Thank you, ladies.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Rhea.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week for another episode.